This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. It's National Library Week, and we want to celebrate a bit by visiting with Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson, who's in studio here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. The library smells like fresh paint and new carpet, right?
That's right. I just got done saying the library is prettier than ever, at least in Atlantic.
You got all moved in again?
We are almost all moved in, but in case you haven't heard, the library is open. Both floors are open. You can walk up to those shelves and pick out your own books again. And so we just wrapped up a big project with new flooring, we painted walls. Everything got moved and displaced so that we had big empty spaces to work in. So yeah, it was a big project. It's done.
It's done. That's the best part.
And
it
it's
is
done.
It's ready to be used however you choose to use
That's
it.
That's right.
And that's kind of a thing, too. When people think, well, celebrating National Library Week, well, what is the library these days? Is it the same library I remember growing up? Well, the answer is, I suppose, yes and no, right?
Right. Can it be a both and?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, of course, most of what people think of when they think of libraries is books. And absolutely, we are your source for books, where you can borrow books, whether you want to hold that in your hand or whether you have a device you want to download that to. Yes, we're still going to get you books by your favorite authors and help you find new favorite authors and all kinds of books, fiction and nonfiction. But libraries have really turned into more like, let's say, community centers. So with free Wi-Fi, if all you need is a Wi-Fi connection, come hang out at the library for a while. If you're looking to have a place to meet with someone and you're not comfortable meeting in a home and it's not warm enough to be outside, come to the library, meet with them at the library. Think of it as a community shared space.
It's a resource center.
Absolutely.
It's a place to pick up so many different resources. We were kind of joking. We all kind of have these images of what the library was when we were young and first had that experience. I remember growing up in Dubuque. The Dubuque Public Library seemed so massive and so intimidating. And everywhere you went, it was, shh, be quiet. Can't make any noise. But, you know, it just seemed, as a little kid, it seemed so big and so massive. But the libraries, just, they're not that intimidating space anymore. There's always someone there to help.
Yeah, I hope it's not intimidating. We are there to help you find what you need or answer the questions you may have. That's kind of the whole purpose of having the staff there, is that we have a pulse on what is trending in libraries across the state and across the country, but we also have a pulse on what's happening in our community, and we know how best to bring those two things together so that we are serving our community right here in Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just assume that, as technology tends to change a lot of things in our lives these days, and as technology continues to be more user-friendly, and there are so many resources out there, gee whiz, why do we need the library? How does it continue to survive? Well, because you've adjusted, adapted, and accepted those changes.
Right, and that we're here to walk with you. So, I can't even tell you how many people have brought their smartphones to me and said, I don't understand how to fill in the blank. I was just helping a lady the other day. She didn't understand QR codes. So, I talked her through how to use that and how to get to the information that the QR code is trying to help her find. So even when it comes to technology, we're here to help you use it better and wiser and maybe even safer than you might on your own. But we also morphed a lot of our library resources into digital services. So, you think, like I said before, you can download a book, check out a book online and download it to your device. Check out our audiobooks on Libby and Hoopla are through the roof. Like, it's unbelievable. I think last month we had almost 400 audiobooks checked out on Hoopla alone, and probably less than 100 from the library. And it's just, so we've made things that are traditional library services available online with your library card.
Well, and where with actual physical books, you may only be able to carry one or two volumes of that particular book. you have a lot more access when it comes to using some of those digital services that way.
Right. You could, you know, you could check out a whole series, mm-hmm. take it with you on a trip, and you get through the whole thing. Now, not all series, because some series, you know, in the 40s, 50s, or 60s, but some of those smaller ones, you know, you could get through. 5 books, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So with all of those services, because a lot of what you say is not something I would have thought to go to a library to ask about necessarily, yeah. but with all of those things and services that you provide, has library training, is the training that you go through to become a librarian, has that changed at all over time?
Well, I have to say that I think so, but I'm kind of late to the game myself. So for me, working in a library is somewhat of a second career, mm-hmm. maybe third or fourth, depending on how you count things out. But so I took the state library training, not quite 10 years ago. But I imagine that the types of things that were covered in our training were quite different than what they were, say, 20 or 30 years ago, where probably the bulk of the training was on selecting materials for your library and curating that collection in your building, whereas the training I went through was a lot more about how to connect in your community so that you're already embedded in what's happening in your community, so that when you see an opportunity for the library to fill a need, you already know about it. Nobody has to tell you that need exists. You're already embedded in that community, and you know that need exists, and you can find a way to fill it.
Sure, sure. Well, is there something about, tell me something about the library that most folks maybe don't even realize or wouldn't associate necessarily with the library, but it's something that you can provide?
Well, one of our newest things, and it's not super, super new, but it hasn't gone out a whole lot, is that we have blood pressure monitors. So we got that with a grant from the American Heart Association in assistance with Cass County Public Health, and they're working on doing a lot of heart health initiatives. And so you can actually come to the library and check it out. I think it checks out for 2 weeks. I think, but you can take it home if if doctor says you should really be monitoring your blood pressure, or if the doctor says we need to adjust your medications, but we want real time accounting of how that's affecting your blood pressure. You just stop by the library and we'll send one home with you for a couple weeks.
Michelle, that is definitely a service I would not have associated with the public library.
So then I win that question.
You win that round. Very good. We'll send the prize home with you. We've seen how fast technology tends to change things. And it seems like every day, not only does it change, but it changes quicker and more dramatically. With that said, because I assume technology will play a big part in the future of the library as it does today, mm-hmm. where do you see the library going? I mean, will it continue to change? Will we not recognize it necessarily, talking now, say, 10 years from now?
Yeah, so that's really like the million-dollar question. And if I had the absolute answer to that, I could have that $1 million. But
my prize isn't that large.
Your prize is not that large. Okay. Maybe a bumper sticker. I don't know. No, when I think about library service in the future, I think about it more as a way we share resources. Mm-hmm. So even when we think about checking out books, essentially what we're doing is we're sharing that book. You know, popular titles get checked out 20 to 30 times, and that's one time we purchased it and we've shared it among all those people. When libraries started offering Wi-Fi connections, that's a public resource. Some people have Wi-Fi at home, but some people don't. And so it's a way that we can share, here's a resource. If you need Wi-Fi, you know you can go to the library and use the Wi-Fi. And so when I think about library service in the future, I think about ways we can share and what that might be and what that might look like. And it might morph in a way we can't predict right now, but I think at the heart of it, it will be sharing.
It sounds like a lot of libraries look at themselves as being gap fillers. We look for the gaps out there and we fill them.
Right, right. Remember, your public libraries are publicly funded. And you know, here in Cass County, the public libraries get support from their cities as well as the county. And we take that seriously, that that's funds we use to give back and support, fill the gap mm-hmm. kind of resources so that everybody has more opportunities.
You bet. So the methods and maybe some of the services provided may have changed over time, but I assume the mission is still largely the same.
Right. Well, and even if you look at the different libraries in Cass County, you know, we're generally serving the same area, but our communities are all a little bit different. So even the services, the hours, the, you know, the types of programs that are being offered are going to be a little different from library to library, even in the same county.
And not a lot of competition between area libraries. You folks all work together.
We all work together.
Can't find it one, you'll, there'll be probably some assistance from another.
Right, right.
Very good.
That's very true.
Well, we look forward to those services always being available at our local public libraries. If you haven't checked it out lately, it's National Library Week. Probably a good time to stop in and say hi and look around and get that fresh paint and carpet smell.
Please come.
Please do. Yeah, very good. Michelle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for the invitation.